No one wants their baby to be a picky eater. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rebecca Dunn, professor in the health science program at Keene State College, explores what role a mother's diet before and during breastfeeding can play in what their children find tasty.
These days, it seems like news about healthy eating among babies and toddlers is everywhere. You certainly hear about the health benefits of breastfeeding and the need to support mothers who breastfeed. The health benefits have been widely published in the literature as offering protection against diabetes and in obesity prevention. But you don't tend to hear about how a mother's diet and her food choices will influence flavor and food preferences in her toddler. Indeed, maintaining healthy eating habits could have more benefits than previously known. And that's why my co-author and I recently took a closer look at how eating a healthy and varied diet during pregnancy and breastfeeding could help infants from becoming picky eaters later in life. We examined literature on breastfeeding as related to flavor and food preferences, especially research from the last decade. Our findings indicate that healthy eating patterns will have an influence on the infant's flavor and food preferences. Through sensory exposure to amniotic fluid and, later on, breast milk, infants experience varied flavors based on the mother's diet and environment. If they're being fed a formula-based diet, then the flavor of that formula is constant. It never changes. Whereas breast milk changes based upon what the mother's eating, so the research has shown that those infants who've been breastfed tend to be less picky about what they will eat. Eating healthy foods during pregnancy and breastfeeding expands the baby's exposure to these flavor profiles and are also more profound the longer the infant is breastfed. It is my hope that mothers could use this information to encourage a healthy future for their babies.
That was Rebecca Dunn of Keene State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.